This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a crackdown on the trafficking of illegal guns. President Biden notes after a drop in crime when the pandemic began, violence in America is now on the rise and forecast to get worse. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent crime rates. And he's suggesting communities use COVID relief funds to help bolster their police departments and create jobs for teens so they are not idle this summer. But that would all be voluntary. The president also said loopholes need to be closed because there are too many people today who are able to buy a gun but shouldn't be able to buy a gun. Biden unveiled his crime plan after meeting with a bipartisan group of mayors, community activists, and law enforcement officials. A man involved in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has pleaded guilty to two charges as part of a plea deal to cooperate with investigators probing the riot. Graydon Young, a member of a right-wing group called the Oath Keepers, was accused along with 15 other members of conspiring to block the certification of the 2020 presidential election. In the past 2 weeks, four others involved in the riots have pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. Nearly 500 people have been charged in all with various crimes. Young, who was arrested in February, will be sentenced next month. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.